Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to look at manual handling in aged care, the common mistakes that lead to worker injuries, and how we can work together to prevent them. Safe manual handling is crucial for protecting the health, safety, and career longevity of our aged care and community care workforce. Manual handling in aged care refers to using your body to lift, lower, push, pull, carry, move, hold, support, or restrain a person or an object. While these actions are a fundamental part of daily care, a task becomes hazardous when it involves repetitive movement, sustained or sudden force, awkward postures, or other physical risk factors. Safe Work Australia describes these specific elements as the key features of hazardous manual tasks. One of the greatest misconceptions in workplace safety is that years spent performing a task without an injury means your technique is safe. In reality, it may only mean your body has been carrying the strain quietly. This is the core problem with manual handling in aged care. Many injuries build up gradually over time through repeated bending, twisting, reaching, pushing, pulling, and supporting. When a worker experiences an injury during a rushed transfer or an awkward reach, that specific event is often just the final trigger for a problem that has been developing for months or years. According to Safe Work Australia, people handling, laundry work, cooking tasks, and similar duties are the most common hazardous manual tasks in healthcare and social assistance. These activities place constant, cumulative stress on the body, particularly when they involve force, repetition, awkward postures, or sudden, unpredictable movements. Today, we will explore what manual handling in aged care means, when these ordinary tasks become hazardous, how to perform safer transfers, and the exact steps to take if you or a colleague experiences an injury at work. To understand manual handling more deeply, we can look to the definitions provided by regulators. Safe Work New South Wales explains that manual tasks involve using the body to lift, lower, push, pull, carry, move, hold, or restrain a person, animal, or thing. They note that hazardous manual tasks in New South Wales are those that create a direct risk to a worker's health and safety. Achieving safe handling is not simply a matter of having strong arms or practicing a specific lifting technique. It requires planning the task beforehand, checking the resident's current capacity, using the right equipment, setting up the physical space, communicating clearly, and having the confidence to stop when a task exceeds your training or what is written in the care plan. Truly safe manual handling in aged care must always take into account five key areas: the person receiving care, the worker, the physical environment, the equipment, and the task itself. Of course, not every manual task is inherently hazardous. Many tasks are a normal, rewarding part of daily care routines. Common everyday manual handling tasks in aged care include bed transfers, wheelchair to toilet transfers, car transfers, repositioning a resident in bed, providing shower chair assistance, supporting someone while walking, domestic cleaning, handling laundry, preparing meals, moving heavy waste bags, and managing mobility aids. Even though these tasks feel ordinary and routine, familiarity does not mean low risk. Routine can easily lead to shortcuts. A task can rapidly become unsafe when a worker reaches too far, twists their spine, rushes to meet a schedule, attempts to work alone when assistance is required, skips using the designated equipment, or attempts to help a resident in a way that goes beyond the care plan. This is when manual handling officially becomes hazardous. Often, the hazard involves much more than just the physical weight of a resident or an object. A manual task becomes hazardous when it includes repeated bending, twisting during a transfer, supporting a resident who suddenly loses their balance, pushing a wheelchair over thick carpet, moving a resident up in bed without the correct slide sheet, working in a cramped bathroom, or handling laundry and domestic tasks for long, uninterrupted periods. WorkSafe WA highlights in its guidance on manual tasks in healthcare and social assistance that manual tasks are a major source of injury in this sector, with people handling being the single largest contributor. To sum it up, a hazardous manual task is any activity that places extra strain on the body because of force, repetition, awkward posture, sudden movement, or the specific way the task is performed. In aged care, this can happen during a resident transfer, a hoist setup, a wheelchair movement, or while performing domestic tasks in a client's private home. Understanding why these injuries build up before you even notice them is vital for prevention. many aged care manual handling injuries are not caused by one single, dramatic event. They are the result of repeated, cumulative stress. While each individual task might feel completely manageable at the time, the combined strain over weeks, months, or years can be severe. Safe Work Australia explains that musculoskeletal disorders often have complex, interacting causes. Physical hazards do not exist in a vacuum, they interact with psychosocial hazards to increase the overall risk of injury. This means your body is affected by much more than just the physical act of lifting. Factors such as fatigue, rushing, understaffing, poor room layouts, unsuitable equipment, high stress levels, and unpredictable resident behavior all add to the physical toll and increase the risk of injury. These musculoskeletal injuries can affect a worker's muscles, tendons, ligaments, joints, nerves, spinal discs, or the spine itself. In daily life, these injuries might manifest as lower back pain, shoulder strain, neck stiffness, wrist pain, elbow pain, knee pain, hip pain, tingling, numbness, or a noticeable reduction in physical strength. You might also notice pain that steadily worsens across the course of a single shift. An aged care worker's back is particularly vulnerable because so many daily care tasks involve bending, reaching, pushing, and supporting another person's body weight. This is why Safe Work New South Wales lists muscular stress from hazardous manual tasks and patient handling as a primary risk in its official aged care industry guidance. Because pain is not always immediate, gradual wear and tear is a major concern. A worker may only develop noticeable symptoms after weeks or months of repeated strain. This delayed reaction makes it much harder to identify the exact task or incident that caused the injury. These gradual injuries typically stem from consistent, daily patterns, such as reaching across wide beds, twisting your body during transfers, pulling residents up in bed without using a slide sheet, pushing heavy wheelchairs over thick carpets, supporting a person who suddenly loses their balance, working from low chairs or low beds, and repeating domestic tasks without changing your posture. We must always remember that having no pain today does not mean there is no risk today. Another significant risk factor is the culture of just helping. Aged care workers are highly dedicated professionals who care deeply about the people they support. Because of this dedication, they often push through discomfort or take risks. They might tell themselves that a task will only take a second, that the resident needs help immediately, that everyone else is too busy to assist, or that they have done this transfer alone before. While the pressure to help is very real, it is also highly dangerous. Pushing through can quickly turn a manageable task into a hazardous one, placing both the worker and the resident at serious risk of injury. To highlight the scale of this issue, consider this statistic from Safe Work Australia's Work Health and Safety Profile for the nursing and care workforce. Body stressing injuries account for 47.6% of all serious workers' compensation claims among nursing, care, and support workers. And this has been the case every single year since the fiscal year of 2012 to 2013. This means nearly half of all serious injuries in this field are directly related to physical body stress. This brings us to the legal work health and safety obligations in New South Wales. Manual handling safety is not just a matter of personal physical technique, it is a major work health and safety issue. Safe Work New South Wales states that workplaces must put active measures in place to protect workers from injuries and diseases caused by hazardous manual tasks. The New South Wales Code of Practice for Hazardous Manual Tasks provides clear guidance on how to identify hazardous tasks, assess risks, control those risks, and regularly review those controls. For aged care managers and team leaders, this means that having a manual handling policy on paper is simply not enough. Workers must be provided with proper training, suitable equipment, active supervision, regular safety consultation, clear reporting systems, and real-world controls that reflect the actual work being performed. Under New South Wales Work Health and Safety Law, both employers and workers share responsibility for reducing manual handling risks. Employers have specific legal obligations, which include providing manual handling training that applies directly to real-world duties, eliminating or minimizing hazardous manual handling risks, and providing suitable equipment and mobility aids. Employers must also consult with workers about safety risks and workplace hazards, conduct and document manual handling risk assessments when required, and regularly review controls and safe work procedures. At the same time, workers have clear legal obligations as well. Workers must take reasonable care for their own safety and the safety of others, follow safe work procedures and reasonable instructions, and use equipment and mobility aids exactly as they have been trained. They must also participate in safety training and risk assessments, and report hazards, pain, near misses, and incidents early. Most importantly, workers must stop and ask for help whenever a task feels unsafe. Under the law, if a task feels unsafe, workers should stop, and employers must respond appropriately to address the risk. To help workers make safer choices during everyday tasks, we use a practical framework known as the 5 P's of Safe Manual Handling. This framework encourages workers to slow down and assess the situation before, during, and after a movement. The first P is plan. This means assessing the task using the TILE principle, which stands for task, individual, load, and environment. You must think carefully about what you are doing, who is involved, what or who is being moved, and where the task is happening. A common mistake during this step is skipping the assessment entirely because the task feels routine. The second P is position. This involves setting your body up safely. You want to keep your feet stable, your knees soft, and keep the person or object close to your body. A common mistake here is reaching too far or standing off balance. The third P is pick. This means performing the lift or assist safely. You must keep the load close and use the strength of your legs. The most common mistake during this phase is lifting with the back instead of the legs. The fourth P is proceed. This is the movement phase. You must move without twisting your spine. Always step to turn your whole body and keep the movement smooth. The common mistake to avoid is twisting your torso while carrying or transferring. The fifth and final P is place. This means lowering or positioning the person or object safely. You must bend your knees and maintain full control. A common mistake is dropping the load too quickly or overreaching at the very end of the movement. As we just mentioned, planning involves the TILE acronym. In the aged care sector, TILE must always include the specific person receiving care. Their physical strength, pain levels, mobility, cognition, fatigue, behavior, and level of understanding can change from day to day or even hour to hour. Any of these factors can change what the safest method of transfer should be on any given day. To manage these risks systematically, we look at the 3 stages of reducing manual handling risk. A risk assessment must be practical and reflect the real task, the real worker, and the real environment. The first stage is hazard identification. This means spotting anything that could cause harm before a task even begins. Examples in aged care include observing transfers, checking equipment, reviewing past injury records, and identifying unsafe or cramped physical layouts. Both the worker and the supervisor share responsibility for this stage. The second stage is risk assessment. This is where we assess how likely an injury is to occur and how serious it could be. We must consider the physical space, staffing levels, client mobility, client behavior, and whether the proper equipment is actually available. The primary responsibility for this stage lies with the employer and the work health and safety team. The third stage is risk control. This involves removing or reducing the identified risk wherever possible. Examples include using hoists, adjusting the physical setup of a room, changing the technique being used, providing additional staff assistance, or improving the workflow. The employer has the primary responsibility to implement these controls. Reducing manual handling risk is an ongoing process. If the first stage of identifying hazards is skipped, the rest of the process cannot protect workers properly. This systematic approach is clearly outlined in the Model Code of Practice for Hazardous Manual Tasks. Now let us discuss safe patient transfers in aged care. Every safe transfer must start before any physical movement begins. You must check the care plan, assess the person's current ability, evaluate the space, ensure you have the right equipment, and check your own posture. For a bed to wheelchair transfer, you should first position the wheelchair close to the bed, lock the brakes, and move the footrests completely out of the way. Help the person sit at the edge of the bed and give him a moment to adjust if they feel dizzy. Stand close with a stable, wide base of support, and use clear, simple verbal cues. As you assist them, step and pivot your feet instead of twisting your back, and lower the person into the chair with full control. Never lift a person under their arms. Doing so can cause serious injury to the resident and place extreme strain on your own back and shoulders. Wheelchair to toilet transfers can be particularly difficult because bathrooms are often very tight, confined spaces. Before starting, always lock the wheelchair brakes and check the floor for water or slip hazards. Utilize grab rails wherever they are available, and ensure the person's feet are stable on the ground. Give one instruction at a time, avoid twisting your body, and follow the care plan precisely. If the care plan specifies that two workers or mechanical equipment are required, do not attempt the transfer alone. For car transfers, park the vehicle on level ground, move the passenger seat as far back as it will go, and clear any trip hazards. Ask the person to back up slowly until they can feel the edge of the seat behind their knees. Help them sit down with control, and assist them with one leg at a time if they need help turning into the vehicle. Finally, secure the seat belt. Never pull a person by their arm to get them into a car. This can easily injure their shoulder and places a severe, awkward strain on your own back. Moving a wheelchair over curbs and obstacles is another major source of physical strain. This includes navigating thick carpets, soft ground, ramps, and uneven outdoor surfaces. When approaching a curb, approach it straight on. Keep both of your hands firmly on the handles, and use the tipping bar if you have been trained to do so. Move slowly, communicate clearly with the resident, and avoid any sudden, jerky movements. In some training methods, going down a curb backwards can give you more physical control. Always follow your specific organization's procedure and training for these maneuvers. Hoisting is an incredibly effective way to reduce manual handling risks, but only when it is done correctly. Before using any hoist, you must check the care plan and confirm you have the correct sling. Inspect the sling, straps, and loops for any signs of wear or damage. Clear the physical space around you, explain the process clearly to the resident, and stop immediately if they become distressed. Always use two workers if the care plan or your workplace policy requires it. Remember, a hoist is only safe when the operator is fully trained and the equipment is perfectly suited to both the person and the task. Even with the best practices, injuries can still happen. Knowing what to do after a manual handling injury in aged care is critical. An injury should always be reported early. Do not wait until the pain becomes severe. Reporting early creates a clear, formal record, which helps employers review the task, provide immediate support, and reduce the risk of other workers getting hurt. Let's walk through the 7 essential steps to take after an injury. Step 1 is to stop the activity immediately and remove yourself from further risk. Continuing the task will only worsen the injury and increase the risk to both you and the client. Step 2 is to report the incident to your employer or supervisor. This ensures there is a formal, written record of the injury from the day it occurred. Step 3 is to see your general practitioner or treating doctor. A professional medical assessment is necessary to identify the full extent of the injury and begin appropriate treatment. Step 4 is to ask your doctor about a certificate of capacity if your ability to work is affected. This document is essential for treatment planning and starting return to work discussions. Step 5 is to start treatment and rehabilitation as early as possible. Early intervention dramatically improves recovery outcomes and reduces the risk of long-term complications. Step 6 is to ask about workplace rehabilitation and return to work support. Structured support will help you return to your duties safely and gradually. And step 7 is to keep copies of all your paperwork. Proper documentation helps you avoid unnecessary delays or confusion during the workers' compensation claim process. Taking these right steps early will support your recovery and protect your rights. This leads us to a common question: is an aged care manual handling injury covered by workers' compensation? In short, yes. A manual handling injury is generally covered when your work contributed to the injury. Workers' compensation in New South Wales is primarily a no-fault system. This means you do not need to prove that your employer did something wrong or intended harm. The focus is simply on the clear connection between your work duties and the injury itself. The support available through this system can include medical treatment, income support, rehabilitation services, suitable duties, and formal return to work planning. This process involves close collaboration between your treating doctor, your employer, the insurer, and a workplace rehabilitation provider. During this recovery process, a key figure is the return to work coordinator. This coordinator is responsible for organizing and streamlining communication between you, your employer, your doctor, the insurer, and the rehabilitation provider. Their primary goal is to help you recover safely while keeping you connected to suitable, productive work. This is exactly where Oz Rehab fits in. Oz Rehab supports aged care and community care workers recovering from manual handling injuries with practical, evidence-based rehabilitation. Our specialized manual handling training focuses on teaching safer movement patterns during everyday care tasks. This includes practical instruction on lifting, pushing, carrying, hazard identification, posture, managing repetitive movements, and preventing injuries through hands-on demonstrations that workers can easily apply to their daily routines. When an injury does impact your capacity to work, our functional capacity evaluations assess your physical ability to meet key demands, such as lifting, carrying, squatting, pushing, pulling, and general task tolerance. We also conduct comprehensive workplace assessments. These assessments compare your current physical capacity with your available job duties so we can recommend suitable light tasks, safe upgrades in activity, and carefully graded work hours. Our tailored return to work plans ensure that you, your employer, your doctor, and the insurer are all moving in the same direction. These plans are designed to support practical workplace adjustments and foster a sustainable recovery while you are at work. Furthermore, if an injury is severe enough to affect your daily life outside of work, our occupational therapists can complete activities at daily living assessments, often called ADL assessments. These look at how your injury impacts your personal care, home tasks, overall mobility, and daily routines, which then helps guide your comprehensive rehabilitation plan. If a manual handling injury has taken you away from the work and the people you care about, your path forward should be clear and supportive. The sooner you receive the right professional guidance, the better your long-term recovery will be. Practical rehabilitation, accurate physical assessments, and collaborative return to work planning will help you rebuild your physical strength, restore your confidence, and return to work safely. If you are unsure of where to start, or if you have questions about your recovery options, a conversation with the Oz Rehab team can provide the clarity you need. You can reach us by phone at 1300 391 947, or send an email to office@ozrehab.com. You can also visit our website to speak with our team about manual handling training today. To help reinforce these concepts, let us address some of the most frequently asked questions about manual handling in the aged care sector. First, what exactly is manual handling in aged care? It refers to using your body to lift, lower, push, pull, carry, move, hold, support, or restrain a person or an object. This includes a wide range of daily tasks, such as resident transfers, bed repositioning, wheelchair handling, toileting support, domestic cleaning, and the use of mechanical equipment. Second, what are the 5 P's of manual handling? They are plan, position, pick, proceed, and place. This framework helps workers slow down, assess the task using the tile method, set up their bodies safely, move without twisting, and lower or place the person or object with complete control. Third, what is the most common manual handling injury in this sector? Back injuries are the most frequent, largely because care tasks require bending, reaching, twisting, pushing, and supporting heavy body weight. However, shoulder, wrist, neck, knee, and hip injuries are also very common forms of musculoskeletal disorders among care workers. Fourth, is my employer legally required to provide manual handling training? Yes, employers have a strict legal duty to manage hazardous manual task risks. This includes providing safe systems of work, appropriate equipment, ongoing consultation, and practical training to help workers do their jobs safely. Safe Work New South Wales is very clear that workplaces must implement active measures to protect workers from these injuries. Fifth, how can aged care workers actively reduce their risks? Workers can protect themselves by consistently following the resident's care plan, checking the physical environment for hazards before starting, using the designated equipment, communicating clearly with clients and colleagues, avoiding twisting movements, always asking for help when needed, reporting hazards immediately, and stopping whenever a task feels unsafe or exceeds their training. Sixth, how long does it take to recover from a manual handling injury? Recovery timelines vary greatly depending on the severity of the injury, how quickly it was reported, the type of treatment received, the physical demands of the job, and the level of rehabilitation support. While some workers recover quickly, others require modified duties and a gradual, structured return to work plan to heal fully. Seventh, what immediate steps should be taken after an injury occurs at work? You should immediately stop the task to prevent further injury, report the incident to your supervisor, seek medical care from a doctor, obtain a certificate of capacity if your work hours or duties are affected, keep copies of all your documentation, and request workplace rehabilitation or return to work support. And finally, how does OZ Rehab help with manual handling injuries? OZ Rehab provides comprehensive, hands-on support. We deliver manual handling training, workplace rehabilitation, functional capacity evaluations, activities at daily living assessments, ergonomic advice, and custom return to work planning. Our entire focus is on offering practical, real-world support that aligns a worker's physical capacity with their job demands and the safety of their workplace. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit OzRehab.com.